Good morning, everyone. Good afternoon, good evening, depending on when you're calling in and when or what part of the world you are in today when you're listening to this. I want to welcome you to Saturday AM Live with your host, Vance Rogers, and guests. And this morning, we've got a lot of wonderful things we're going to be sharing. Specifically, kind of a recap snapshot of what we experienced at the 40th anniversary celebration of NECANN, which took place, actually the birthday is March 8th, for those of you who really are kind of into those analytical numbers like myself. And what we experienced last weekend was, there's no real words to even describe it. It was one of those experiences, it's like trying to describe a human being more. Class that takes 2 days. It's an experience. It's not a class. It's not an event. This was something that even the top leaders of NECANN, who have been to just countless conventions and field events and you name it, I was just shocked to process with them this last week, and they said, you know, you can't even describe that to somebody. You can only kind of share glimpses of it. So we're going to jump right on into that this morning, as well as help process Team Rogers, the mentoring group that is just blowing me away, not just by the numbers, but the personal growth and development. And I will throw it out there. If you're really serious about your NECANN journey and you want to expand and get the most out of it, get the most out of being a human being more, I would encourage you to check out the mentorship. Read the guidelines, what it takes, and really the bottom line, it's making a commitment to be a quality enrollment and then have a goal to duplicate that into other people. And it's a ton of fun. It's challenging, it's mind expanding and growing. There's a lot of mentors out there that want to work and want to help their people. I being one of them, my parents being two more, and I'm hoping that mom is on the line and will help me tag team this morning. And those of you who I've asked, ready to share, please go ahead and hit *6 on your phone line at any time. And if you're in an area where there's a lot of background, then don't quite hit it yet. But background noise, I meant to say. But let's get underway. Steve, are you on the line, ready to rock and roll with me?
Yeah, I'm here.
You are.
All right. I'm ready to go.
No, I suspect Steve is part of. What mentoring group do you call yourself part of, Steve? Do they call it Team Raritan or Rockin' Raritans or what?
Yeah, Team Raritan. Yeah.
Team Raritan.
We're ready to go.
You're ready to go. Steve is at the exact same level in the genealogy where we are to Dennis and Ruth Williams and Dave and Valerie Johnson. Steve and I got to be swim buddies or partners at Humans Being More a few weeks ago. And I think, Steve, you and I cheated. I think we really did, because we got more out of that experience than the average person. We got way more bang for our buck. And then we got to be roommates in Orlando last weekend, which definitely pushed the sleep deprivation envelope for me. And I'm not accusing you of anything. Not that any snoring occurred or anything like that, you know. But Steve, you came back from Humans Being More, literally hit the ground running with the quality enrollment and with the whole mentorship program. But if you had a snapshot, if you had a Polaroid camera and could describe or paint a picture of what you experienced last weekend in Orlando, what would it be?
Well, I just kind of hit on some of the high spots that hit me over there. You know, it's such an exciting time for all of us to be in NECANN right now. You know, one of the things I really think about, Jeff Eisen started the event out by saying, you know, it's time to invest in NECANN now. And, boy, I believe that to be so true. You know, with the plan, everything that they have in place for us, the quality enrollments and all the leadership that they have behind everything going right now, there's no doubt by the end of this year we can all have a truly great residual income going, and it can definitely happen, you know. And I'm really excited about that because I can see it, and showing my people that spend quality enrolling with me, they can see it too. And that's what's exciting, is I've always kind of struggled getting people to really see and understand what's going on, but now people can see it. And so we're all excited over here in Yakima.
Yeah.
Ben Whitler's dedication and hard work, you know, everything that he's done in the last 2 months that he's been here is just totally amazing. It's amazing, you know. And, you know, I'm so excited with the new leadership that we have, you know, and there's no question we're definitely headed in the right direction. There's no question about it. Good things are going to happen for all of us.
And Steve, Yakima is one of those towns or one of those cities in Washington, not huge by any stretch of the imagination, just a typical all-American town. Fruit, orchards are probably one of your biggest claims to fame. And you've been in Neakin a while. You've been Platinum a while. And I've known you for several years, and I've never seen a fire in you like this. it's been tremendous. How many quality enrollments do you have at this point right now?
Well right now, I believe there's 7. We're working on 8. Should be 8 here real soon, and by the time I get done with my appointment this morning, most likely I'll have another one.
Okay. And yeah, you know, I don't want to bring up a sensitive or an emotional subject, but your brother Curtis was at Humans Being More with us as well, and I know he had a complete life change experience. He wasn't with us in Orlando, but I'm sure you brought back a piece of that. A perfect example of what can happen when we lay out a plan and say, hey, you know, Neakin is definitely proactively concerned about you experiencing financial blessings. It's part of our 5 pillars, and with this quality enrollment plan, this is what it's all about. And Curtis, again, I'm inspired because Curtis is a typical American who says, you know, I don't have this wealth of, you know, background experience in this industry as a collaborative entrepreneur. How do I do this? And yet you're able to grab your brother's hand and his arm and say, hey, let's do this together.
Yeah, we've had a team that's kind of set dormant for a while. You know, my brother, especially a lot of his team, and he's a silver in Neakin, and you know, we went back and talked to some of the new, you know, some of the older consultants that, you know, was on his team, you know, helped them get the silver and stuff like that, and they're just on fire right now. I mean, I got one little guy, Mark Lockbeam here in Yakima. He's just it's just amazing. We got it. So Kurt, he's this coming week here, he'll have 2 quality enrollments underneath of him.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. He's pretty excited, you know. He's really excited, really, really excited because, you know, there again, he can see, you know, it's just laid out on the sheet of paper for us. You know,
yeah.
do this, and that's what you're going to get. And, you know, the thing of that is, I think most people, you know, that's what we've grown up to do. You know, you go work for somebody anywhere you go, wherever it's at, you know, they say, this is what you got to do, and at the end, you know, this is what you'll get paid.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
I think that's what so many people are used to, you know, and that's what they see. And I really do believe that people can see this, and it's just going to be awesome. I just can't wait for, you know, just each day goes by, you know, we got, you know, so much to share with people, and we can get out there and just continue to build our business, and I'm really, really looking forward to down the road here because I know good things are going to be happening.
Yeah. Steve, one last quick question. If there was one thing that you gleaned from Orlando, and I know that you can't even, again, like I said, you can't capsulize it. One of the things that you hear people who were there or people who have read Once Upon a Cow by Dr. Camilo Cruz, one of our keynote speakers, this concept of cow killing, or as a friend of mine, Don Kaiser, said, a bovine slaughter, killing these obstacles, these excuses that were put in our life. I saw Eric Worre talked about one of his emails this week. Are you investing in Netflix? Or are you investing in your network marketing business? You know, what are we doing with those nooks and crannies when we could, oh, relax, it's been a long day, I'll just, you know, watch something on Netflix, versus spending that time investing into yourself, into your future. What's the biggest cow that you realize just right from the start that, okay, I'm going back home and I'm going to kill this one? What was it for you?
Well, I think what's so important is to just totally be, you know, totally be dialed in, totally be focused on what you're doing. I think that's one of the good things. I mean, just totally be focused. Just get out and, just like you say, all the nooks and crannies that a person has, just make sure that you get in there and work hard and make them happen. A person tends to lose focus sometimes. You do, unfortunately, you know, just totally put your blinders on and go out and share from our heart. Let everybody know that we have something that will, you know, change their life. It's just, we have life-changing products. And to be able to let these people know this, I mean, it just kind of gives you goosebumps to think about it, you know. Go out I'm just focused and I'm on a rail. I'm going where I'm going right now. We're gonna have this team on a roll over here. And there's no doubt about it. It's gonna happen.
And I know it's hard to believe that all this energy is coming through the phone lines from a guy who's working a government job. and I'm not making fun of your occupation, but just the simplicity of, you're not the typical government employee working 40 hours to get that, you know, those benefits and that retirement at the end of whatever, because you've caught this bug. And you realize that, yeah, humans being more, that's me, because I can't keep doing this, because that's not what we were created to be. So, Steve, I know you got to get to your appointment. I'm going to let you go. Thank you so much. Okay. Thank you so much. And I will look forward to talking with you soon, Rumi. And see, the phone lines is better than on the other side of the hotel room, because that way I can't, you know. It's
there you go. Okay, well, thank you, Jeff.
You can call me Jeff. I'll take that. Jeff Eisenman.
Matt, I'll tell you what, I got some people on my mind right now. I can't even say straight right now, but I'm on my way.
All right, Steve, go for it. Have an incredible day.
Yeah, you too, Matt. Okay,
bye. Hey, let's, Barb Satterwhite, I hope you're able to get on the line and demute yourself.
I'm here.
There we go. Barb, give us, and I'm just going to keep rapid fire rolling, because I know Pat Kelly is right behind you and she's chomping at the bit to share. Give me your Polaroid snapshot from Orlando last weekend.
Well, the big thing for me was, it was awesome having 25 countries there, 40 years. What was really compelling and or standing out in my mind was how fast the other countries are growing in Europe and Latin America, and we're sitting here with something equally as good, and we just need to get moving.
That kind of embarrassing, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense. We have a lot of cows, and I think people are just they just got to realize what we have on our hands here. So, and then of course Ben Woodward, he was awesome in many ways. And one of the exciting things is the changes that are coming to the website. And I love the idea of an online training manual that's coming down the pike. And I think, I don't have my notes with me, but I think the other thing he mentioned was, you know, the nomenclature we use. Instead of using opportunity, possibilities, you know, and...
Say that again, Barb.
Instead of... like terms like opportunity, I believe possibilities was the word he used.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, to try and, you know, put that into your terminology and see how that works. Because, you know, I think the whole term opportunity, it just has a connotation of all these people trying to get you into an opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we all get at least one or two calls a week for someone. And so, you know, and there's many, many other nuggets that were there. I just don't have my notes with me. But
oh, no, you're right on with that. The telemarketing call I received yesterday, I believe it was, earning $5,000 a week through an opportunity that's not network marketing. And I'm going, yeah, no, this is not for me. They got all of 8 seconds of my time before I hung up. Because that's the American dream, if we could call it that, or the North American dream, is to invest some hard work, roll up your sleeves. And that's the stories that I talked to the people from these other countries. That's what I heard, whether they were Ecuadorian, or they were Russian, or they were Sweden, or they were German, or German-speaking, the Swiss, those from Switzerland, the ones that I spoke with, they didn't speak any English. So I grabbed Gisela Stevens to use as my interpreter, and all of them had the same exact thing. I'm going, this is what at least here in North America, this is what these two great nations were, you know, 100 years ago, we had a bunch of sleeve rollers. We had a bunch of people that weren't afraid to put forth a little bit elbow grease and make it happen and share their vision and their dream for creating something. And that's why, to me, it was embarrassing having these conversations. And I don't know if Gisela is on the line, but she talked about one of her snapshots was a gal from Sweden who went silver in 4 days. And Gisela went, oh my goodness, we get excited about someone who goes silver in a month, and we throw a party, and, you know, on and on. And she asked her, what caused you to, man, 4 days? And she looked at Gisela and said, well, we Swedes are resilient. And I thought, that's something that we've forgotten here. But we get beat down, we've gotten complacent, and we can, because, like you said, we have the same exact product offering. They don't have anything special. Actually, we've got more stuff going for us over the years. We've got more resources, more everything, and yet we're not utilizing it. Barb, is there a, and again, if you guys haven't, those of you who are listening, if you haven't watched the video that I attached to my email with Dr. Cruz and him explaining the concept of, you know, a very impoverished family with a cow, and they were relying on that cow to providing the milk so they could make cheese and, you know, generate a status of life that was comfortable and a little bit better than most, and then the cow dies, and I'm not going to tell you the whole rest of the story, but if you watch that 9-minute video, or better yet, pick up a copy of the book, his book, Once Upon a Cow, they sold out in a matter of minutes, and I didn't even get a copy, but I understand the concept. Barbara, when you look, because you've always been kind of, at least the last several years, you've always been kind of above the rest of us as far as setting a pace of resilience. Any cow in your life that you immediately, just when he said that you thought, okay, that's what I gotta kill that cow and get back and really crank this thing up?
Well, before I go into that, I'd like to just also share the theme of the conference in Orlando was grow, prosper, believe, grow, and prosper.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, those are the most important things, the belief. See, this isn't hard if you believe in what we have. Believe in yourself. Stop worrying about it. Stop stressing over it. Believe what we have and be passionate about it and develop the relationships. I mean, that belief, I think, is the most important thing, and we've heard this hundreds of times. And when you believe, you're going to grow and you're going to prosper. So believe, grow, and prosper, I think, was ideal. I love that we got a cap that says that.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to throw that out there because, and the other piece along the line of, when you said, I think it was Eric Worre, I think it was Jeff Isom that talked about invest your time, because that's what it takes. And it takes the persistence and the time. But, you know, it's fun. And when it's fun, you'll do it. So, and meeting new people, developing those relationships, helping someone new is all fun. It just is the fuel that keeps me going. And if I had a cow, I would say I'm huge on products. I help a lot of people, and that's how I get them involved. But what my cow is maybe drawing too much on the product and not the business.
Mm-hmm.
So with this new plan, to me, it's pretty easy to dovetail into helping customers, build your customer base, and then with the quality enrollment, just build like with the 500 and teach people that. So that's kind of where I am with it right now. I have to say there is not a lack of people out there. I say this all the time. I'm doing a major thing I do every year, volunteering, and I'm giving 10-4 to everybody. I have my waterfall there. I mean, it's volunteer work. It's fun, but I'm working.
Yeah.
And I have people asking me for information. I mean, in your life, there's no lack of people. And then, of course, the big thing is the follow-up. So.
I was really hoping as I asked that question about a cow in Barb Satterwhite's life that you'd dovetail right into about the products, because this is the first event of this size that I can ever remember in the 22 years that I've been associated with Nikan that there was no hype built around a new product reveal, a new product announcement, and yet what it was literally a throwback to where the company got started 40 years ago on March 8, 1975, to bumps in energy. And you talk about, you know, it's all about energy. That's the way, you know, the product offering, when you introduce Nikan to people, it's about energy. It's serious energy. And to be introduced to something like the M-Steps, and Barb, you were so incredibly cute Saturday night, and I don't know if cute is the right word to use, but when you looked at me and you had a pair in your hand and you said, well, what if somebody doesn't like the bumps? Can they just flip them over? And I thought, oh, I'm so glad you asked that question, because I just knew. I had this gut, this beast in my belly going, oh, I'm so glad Barb asked that question, because I want to show people right away. And I was upset and jealous of you because you won a pair in the drawing and I didn't. To be able to test them right then, and I couldn't see Sandra's face. What was the look on her face when we did that test?
Yeah. I probably wasn't looking at her face. I was looking at the insoles.
And you can't describe it verbally through a recording and a call like this, but folks, if you're not taking the Andre Anderson approach to introducing people to Nikan and taking a little bit of the state of Missouri, you know, as the show me state, we gotta go back to where Nikan started. You know, it's not about leading with the products, it's about leading with the vision of what Mr. Masuda started this company with, and that was a way to take what God's put in the earth, what's out there in Mother Nature, in this great globe that we're on, that energy, in a magnetic shoe insole, and put it in the shoes of everybody that wears shoes. And everybody wants to experience a better quality of life. And when you take that, do that, any kind of demonstration. And Barb asked the question, well, will the M-steps work if we flip them over? You know, when it says this side down, will that work if they're up? And the answer is absolutely no. No, they will not work. They'll provide an extra layer of padding in somebody's shoes, but it's not going to work the way the product is designed, the way this company is designed to impact lives. And we saw that firsthand. And do it. Test yourself. I mean, if you don't believe me. But that was, you know, Barb, as you said, it's a movement. It's not built around product, and we can fall back on the product and say, well, this is what I need to introduce to people. Introduce them to the vision at the same time, you know? And I think that's so crucial.
Yeah. I like that, too, yes, using the term vision and what we have on our hands, and then give them, so we picked up the latest CD with the 34 testimonies on it. I mean, just ask people if they're, you know, interested in knowing how they might be helped and give them that. But it's interesting. I've got the new ones on, and the bumps are tinier for those that haven't gotten yours yet. I'll have to just quickly tell you, when I won them, my nursing colleague, Carol Patterson, who's from Canada, just had a liver transplant a year ago, hasn't been able to leave the country in the last 3 or 4 years, and excited, was down there, looked wonderful, and because of all the nutritional, she got through her liver transplant very easily compared to most. It's not an easy situation by any means, but anyway, they called her name, and she won a pair, and I was so excited because this is the first time she's been able to re-engage in U10 because she's been so sick. And she's going up the stage, and I'm running behind her to take a picture. And they call my name. And I want to share, too. What was so exciting for her was the fact that we both won them. So, anyway, it's just a sideline. But I have them in, and the bumps are smaller. But I have to tell you, having been using the M-Strides for a long time now, yesterday was really my first day to stay on them all day long. They are irritating. Not bad, bad. But if you have somebody new, this is just my thought process, I would put them on the M-Strides because, and again, I just say that because you know how people are averse to anything irritating them? And they're not major irritation. They're just different. And I know the value of them, and yet I could sense that. And I could hear somebody new perhaps just saying, oh, no, these are uncomfortable. I'm not going to wear them. That's just a sideline from me.
Yeah, well, and that's the reason why I think the smooth mag steps were introduced years ago, is that because we here in North America, we're, like you said, we have an adverse reaction to anything new that, you know, it's like when we discovered that Brussels sprouts and broccoli are really, really good for us, and as a kid we were a picky eater, and our parents made us eat those kind of things, but we turned our nose up at it, but we know they're really good for us, but But until we understand and develop the thought process that, man, I do really feel a lot more energy. My body feels better, but, you know, these bumps are a little bit much. And yeah, so absolutely. We have more options now, and they're the same price. And, you know, in either way, in the construction behind these M-steps is so much better than what we were introduced to a year and a half ago with the M-strides. And I think, man, it just keeps getting better. It just keeps getting better. But it's not built around a product offering as it is. It's built around a vision and a concept. And yet at the same time, 90% of people come into Neken because of a product introduction and or an experience. And I'm glad you mentioned the new CD, and I'll highlight that at the end of the call in my announcement. Barb, thank you. I want to have Pat Kelly, if she's on the line, because another member of Team Rogers that was in Orlando, and
yeah.
Pat, there you go. There's that sweet voice, yeah. I recognize. Pat, give us a snapshot. Give us a Polaroid of what you experienced in Orlando.
I think it was like a coming to life again. Feeling, I've been in Neken a long time, 18, 19 years, something like that. And I've been pretty much a bystander because I've been addicted to doing good, and so it takes my time, and so it's challenging to fit in the other stuff. But
when you say, I want to stop you right there. When you say addicted to doing good, I know what you're talking about because I have that same addiction. but it's a lot of volunteerism, a lot of serving other people, and expecting nothing in return for your time and energy. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, I'm a home health occupational therapist, and I have patients who need equipment, and so I run to the Lions Club pole barn to get it for them. Instead of saying, I'm sure you have friends or family that could do this for you.
Yeah.
I just need to be more creative in getting the thing done. My house and my car are full of stuff to bring from here to there, and even since I'm home, I'm clearing out and renting two houses, so it's like, oh, how do I do all this? So I think I just need to begin getting more able at saying, at being creative on how to make this happen without me doing it.
Yeah. You know, I sat next to Mike DiMuccio for the second day of this event, and something he shared was that we've got to get out of this mode of I'm going to versus I am.
Yes.
You know, I am doing it rather than, oh, yeah, yeah, I'm gonna do that when what? When we get more than 24 hours in a day? Well, that ain't going to happen, you know.
Yeah, when the cows come home.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I watched a short little video clip that I don't know who posted or who made it, but this woman literally praying on Monday morning on her drive to work this week going, I've been robbed an hour. You know, we leapt forward, daylight savings time, and I need my hour. Oh, Lord, give me my hour back. You know, and I'm going, you know, that's where we're all at. We need more time. But wait a second. We've all got the same 24/7 here.
Yes, that's
and,
true.
You know, Pat, I'm encouraged because of what you just shared. I've been in Nikan for a while, and there's so many people that we're all in the same boat. We've had this tremendous experience, and how do we share? And it's like what Barb and what Steve just chimed in. Well, it's about going out there and doing it, you know, asking people the questions, and then you just keep going. There's no shortage of people.
Well, you know, I have a question here. I have several people who run stores, the Verizon store, for instance. I'm easy with the manager, and so I asked her if I could give a health talk at her store. She said, oh, yeah, a lot of my people are really into health. And so I thought, well, now let me see. Should I just do the warm market first, or should I do these things as well to introduce people that I see on a, you know, fairly routine basis, but they're not close to me or not anybody that I would call friends yet.
Are you asking that a question of me and what I'm going to say to you?
People who are on your group or whatever.
Well, here's a question that, not a question, but a statement. That Saturday evening, as I was kind of saying goodbye to my new best Swedish friend, if I can call him that, Andre Anderson, and anybody who's been on this call for the last several months, you've heard me drop his name. And here's a 32-year-old young man who's not even been around Nikan for a year, never even heard of Nikan until last May. Got started in June. 3 months later, he quit his job as a machinist, machine sales guy. He'd been doing that ever since he was a teenager, growing up on a farm, selling tractors and equipment, and he just went right into that world. And he said, anything that was a machine, that's what I sold. And
mm-hmm.
he said, but once I got going in Nikan, he said, I got to give that up because this is about changing people's lives. And Andre's English was not fantastic, a whole lot better than my Swedish, okay? And
mm-hmm.
But he said something to me that just, it rocked my world. It
mm-hmm.
just literally rocked my world when he looked at me and he said, Vance, I get started now.
Uh-huh.
And I looked at him, and I have to look up to him because of his height, you know, 6 foot plus. And I said, what? I said, you've accomplished more in your less than 6 months than it took me 6 years to get to the rank of platinum. And you're going to get started now? And he looked at me with this big grin, and he said, yeah, I get started now.
Mm-hmm. Is he already platinum?
Oh, yeah, he's already platinum. He set a record in the country of Sweden as one of their fastest growing to platinum. And and as we sat and talked and got to know each other better, I point blank asked him, what do you do when you sit down with somebody or you meet with somebody? And he said, well, everybody's concerned about time because there's not enough time. And they say, how long is this going to take? You know, and I would encourage you, Pat, you know, if you're in a Verizon store or whoever you're in front of, you know, take a pair of the M strides or the M steps and say, let me just show you something. Take them out of the box and show people this is where this company, the vision of it 40 years ago, was to get energy, get the Earth's energy into people's shoes so we could benefit so our bodies would function the way they should. And that's what our founder, Mr. Masuda, when we throw that vision up there, people understand this is more than just about us selling something.
Mm-hmm.
It's about us impacting their lives. And that's what Andre and so many of these people in these other countries are doing in the labor intense, like the Russians. 15 years Nikan's been in Russia.
Mm-hmm.
And what they have to go through to get the products to people. I mean,
mm-hmm.
they don't have the resources we have that we can jump online and 3 to 4 days later, and yet we're all complaining about, you know, UPS taking so long. Man, I know what they're doing down in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
You talk about Pat and Suzanne Truax and their team, you know, them getting the Wellness Consultant of the Year. That what they go through to get products to people, it is, but that's just the standard, and they're used to it. And we really, really have allowed the word entitlement to affect us. And I'm not beating up on those of us in North America, but if we share the vision and place value on what Nikan has to offer people, and again, the whole package, and when you're standing in front of a group at Verizon and doing a little, a wellness, whatever you want to call it, you grab their attention right from the get-go. And Andre's hobby is a motorcycle, however you pronounce it in your part of the world. He's an enthusiast, and so he races. And I asked him, I'm looking at his business card, it's got a picture of him on his motorcycle. I don't know if it's cycle or sickle. I've heard people correct me all the time, and I keep getting it wrong. But two-wheeled vehicle. And I said, what's your top speed? And he said, right now about 300 kilometers per hour. And I went, whoa. And he said, if I go out of Sweden, I go to Italy, there's racetracks there, I can go even faster.
Wow.
And that was my response, wow. And I thought, maybe that adrenaline is what's carrying over into his Nikan business. It was just a thought. But again, when he introduces somebody to Nikan, he uses these insoles and shows them how quickly they'll impact their body, and then lays out the rest of the program, rest of the plan, that this is so much more than just about products. It's about a change of mindset, about humans being more. It's about getting some of the stress out of our lives and putting good stuff back in. And we grab their attention like that right from the get-go. Voila. Hey, Pat, I didn't ask you, and I want to give, we got a few minutes left here. You talked about being around Nikan for a long time and walking away from Orlando kind of reinvigorated and recharged. How have you been able to, being back home now for a few days, how have you been able to translate that?
Well, I guess I should say that I got plunged into a lot of cow stuff. I'm still digging out. However, I have created my schedule for next week so that I have every afternoon free. And mm-hmm. So my plan is to set up meeting with local moms. I have two or three things a day to do. I'm calling people in different niches, people who might need bone health, people who might need more energy. So I'm still in that process of trying to set that up. I'm, again, new at this, and so I'm thinking, oh, my goodness, there must be a way to do this that's reasonable. Mary Bowser's been a good help, and she has given me a list of videos that I can access. So it'll all come together, but at least now I've got the schedule made.
Yeah, well, and that's the difference between, do we prioritize our schedule, or do mm-hmm. we schedule our priorities?
Right.
And let's go with the latter, folks. I mean, that's because I'm in the same boat, because, you know, as a full-time stay-at-home dad of just an over-energized five-year-old who I only get two breaks a week, because my wife teaches full-time working with special ed kids, and she loves it. And I'm not going to take that away from her and say, no, I think you need to stay at home with our young. No, absolutely not. The family dynamics, and then putting a 16-year-old on a plane last night at midnight and sending her off to Haiti for 9 days. We all have stuff. We all have cows that, you know, and I'm not going to start saying that my kids and my family are cows. No, not at all. We all have things that can become obstacles and priorities. But wait a second, we're running the show here. We've got the reins, or do we give those reins over to somebody else? And it's about making that decision. Thank you, Pat, for sharing. I really appreciate that. Let's gravitate. Well, we got some time left here, and I know there's a lot of the members of Team Rogers that are on the line, and that you're going, wait a second, Vance, you deviated yet again from the mentorship program. And I don't know if there's a right and a wrong way to do the mentorship program. I just know that if you're actively on and doing stuff, you're going to be just busting out at the seams with excitement and sharing and saying, okay, this is what it means to me to do this. But Pat and Suzanne Truax.
Wow.
I mean, are you guys on? Am I guessing right? Star 6 on your phone line? Because I can't hear you quite yet. Maybe you guys are not on.
Can you hear me?
There we go. I thought I had this gut hunch that, because sometimes you guys sneak on to my call, and and I'm in awe of what you did. Suzanne?
Yes.
I saw out of the corner of my eye, because I was kind of thinking, okay, who could it be, Consultant of the Year for 2014? And that look on your face. But I think Pat, you know, hiding behind that I call that hunter's beard that he's been sporting.
Yes, I'm not sure which one of us was the funniest, right? Me screaming or him being speechless, but, you know, that's the way we roll, right? I'm the loudmouth.
You know,
yeah.
Yeah, and so, anyways, seeing you guys get that well-deserved award, can you share, because I didn't do it justice, Your team down in Mexico, in across the border from Laredo, in Nuevo Laredo, Mexico is how they pronounce it, actually. They go through a lot more work than we do to get the products to the end user.
They do. Well, and, you know, I'll tell you another piece about that is on Friday, just as your call started, I said, hey, Pat, you know, next weekend we'll be with our buddies down in Mexico. Well, you know, here in Houston, as you well know, to go to a meeting sometimes, you know, you might drive almost an hour because people can live in Houston and it can still, with the traffic, be an hour's drive. Well, on Friday, we're having a meeting with our group, but we're staying in Laredo. So all of those people are making the sacrifice on a Friday to sit at the border to come across to be with us, and they may sit there for several hours on a Friday to come across, because a lot of people come across over the weekend to do shopping, visit with family. So it's not just as easy as it is in some places that we take for granted. Also, you know, with a lot of us doing Skype and things like that, you know, and a lot of people in you know, their situation don't have the availability of, hey, let's just do a Skype or a FaceTime call or something like that, because the internet is not as prevalent as it is here. And many of them down there use the old Sprint Nextel phones, you know, the walkie-talkie phones.
Yep.
So that's how a lot of them communicate, because that communication is free for them. So the communication is completely different. And also, because Pat and I are not fluent in Spanish, we don't have the capability at this point, that's one of our cows, to communicate with them. And what's wonderful is our friend Josh Nelson has been super helpful with our Latino group and done even Facebook meetings with some of our Latino group. That's one of the things, you know, that's so awesome about our Nican family is people being able to help each other.
And Suzanne, I'm so curious, and I can always fall into this question and answer mode, because this interview mode because I'm always just grasping it, going, okay, what is it that this magic bullet that Pat and Suzanne Truax are doing that everybody else isn't doing or we're not tapping into? And I'm not sure that if there's a magic bullet or a secret, because I can set and overanalyze so many different things. You're just doing it.
Yes, absolutely. You know, I'll tell you something really funny that happened the other day. We had a we call them get-togethers at our house the other night, and this wonderful family came to our home. Well, they were guests of someone else who wasn't here yet, and they spoke English to a small degree. They were from Colombia. Well, when they came to the door, I didn't know who they were, but I just opened the door and said, come on in, and gave them a big hug. Well, several hours after they had been here and were crying and just in love with, you know, the whole Negan vision and all this other stuff, one of them said to me, you know, it's your spirit. It's yours and Pat's spirit that attracted us to being here. And I think that that's what it is. It's the love of people. But, you know, much of what I talked about that night was after, you know, through conversation, we explained, you know, who Negan is, what the vision is, who we are, where we're going, how we're getting there. You know, they were talking about the products, and they said, you know, we know that it's not really the products that you're talking about. It's relationships that you're talking about. And I said, absolutely, you have it 100%. Mm-hmm. And that when you care enough about someone else, you'll share that same thing with them, and it will give those families and those people hope to have freedom physically and financially and live the five pillars of health. And so that was just very encouraging, you know.
And Suzanne, looking back a week ago, you and I were both sitting just, you know, 10 feet away from each other at this major 40th anniversary event. And that's a big deal because we've all heard the statistic that the average length of any company in the world, any company, is 12 and a half years. And as we see
right.
these giant companies, these retailers like Sears and Roebuck and JCPenney's, just disappear. I mean, they're in the process of
Ward,
going.
Right?
Yeah,
Montgomery
Ward's. Big, huge, huge enterprise here in the Portland, Oregon area. Airlines. I mean, we could go through the list of all these different restaurants. Macaroni Grill, for example, is non-existent in the Portland, Seattle market. Just gone. I mean, and you're going,
here in Houston, unbelievably.
Yeah, and that's crazy because you're going, wait a second. But this is the era that we live in, and so 40 years, as a brand new consultant told me this week, doing a three-way, he said, well, yeah, you can't make it 40 years on placebo. I went, come on, I reckon not. Looking a week ago, was there, and I'm sure this is a silly question to ask you, but I want to try and convey to people who weren't able to experience it firsthand, was there one snapshot that just, besides being consultant of the year, okay, because, I mean, that's kind of a, what would you call it? You call it squealing. That's one that would cause an adult to wet themselves with excitement because it's just
almost. You know, sometimes you have to depend on all kinds of things, right?
Yeah. Was there something that even prior to that announcement that was just so overwhelming? Because you talked about this heart, this relationship. There's no hype, but was there something that just for you and Pat that just stood out above the rest?
I just realizing that we're only at the beginning, you know, and that it's a whole new start. I really had a huge aha about, and I've already come home and I started, if you look at my Facebook picture yesterday of me giving a rollout to my 10-month-old little niece. She's laying on her back, and she's got the Mad Creator, and she's rolling it on her own tummy, and I'm moving it. You'll have to see it on Facebook. But I came home with a real passion for my nieces, and as I made a comment on stage this weekend about our children, that our children are adopting and their desire to do that, that it's actually coming into fruition as we speak today.
Mm.
And we're very, very excited about that. But I renewed...
Congratulations, Grandma.
I'm Grandma Susie now. So I'm very, very excited about that. The clarity of living life on purpose, I think I mentioned that also. And just staying true to what our desires are. And I say a lot that Negan has, this journey has just helped me to be more of who God, I know, wants me to be. And it's that vehicle, you know, that I've chosen to, or that has shown up for me. And the story that I told, that at one time I was on Bertner Avenue, which you know where that is, Vance, in the medical center.
Yep.
And that I was walking from Pat being in the hospital, Jonathan was in the hospital, and my mom was in the hospital. And I remember clearly that day walking down the sidewalk and that 2x4, you know, and I just went, okay, God, what is it that you want, you know? And, of course, that moment, you don't always know, but, you know, for 16 years I've known, you know, and this is just a reinforcement of what I do every day is living life on purpose. Is it easy? As you well know, Vance, no, it's not always. Besides reading the Kill the Cow book this morning, I've also been reading the Manifesto book on my Kindle reader that a lot of people have been reading. And it was very interesting. It was about the same thing this morning, about not giving away your purpose to other people and losing your not your focus, just like you said about your little one going off to Haiti this morning, but that it is a joy in your life. It's not counterproductive to what your purpose is, right?
No, and I, so many people this week, when they said, well, what's new? I said, well, you know, we're just getting ready. I just came back from an amazing event in Orlando, Florida, and if they're familiar with their business, they say, oh, okay. And I said, but, you know, we're getting ready to put McKenna on a plane to, you know, send her off to Haiti. Even a gal that I never knew that Stacy teaches with yesterday said, oh, man, that's got to be exciting and scary at the same time. I said, oh, it's exciting, but scary? No, it's not scary at all. This is what she's called to do with her life. This is her purpose. And Lord forbid we stand in the way of that, because, no, it's not scary. I'm not scared at all.
Vance, there's different degrees, in, as this manifesto book was talking about, and actually, you know, the Kill the Cow book, like 2 pages ago. I'm thinking, well,
we probably should let people know we're not into cow killing. We're not into animal killing. The title of the book is Once Upon a Cow.
Yep.
And but that's the premise of killing the excuses and saying, no, you know, we've got so much in America, our society, in North America for that matter, and we're corrupting other nations, literally, in our excuse-itis. I used to call it, you know, well, I want to do that, but, or I'm going to do that, but.
Yeah, it's the premise of living a life of mediocrity, right? That's really what all of that is about. Is settling for, well, I have so much more than other people. Gosh, I feel guilty, you know? I feel guilty. No. Go have some more so you can share it, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You know, and as you and Pat were on the stage, I sat there and watched you, and then I sat and watched Daniel and Susie from Sweden get recognized as the the consultants of the year for that whole territory, that whole market.
Yeah.
And then the young lady, and I've forgotten her name, from Colombia? Mexico.
Yeah, Colombia. Yeah, I think she's, darn, I don't know. I'm an idiot. I'm sorry. I forgot. Latin America.
She's the Spanish-speaking. Let's just call it that. And to hear their acceptance speeches, and I'm thinking, wait a second, I don't know anything about her. I know Daniel and Susie, their kids are grown and gone. They're out of the house. Pat and Suzanne, they're about to become grandparents. And I started making excuses for myself. I started saying, well, you know, we've got 3 girls at home, and they're telling us this way and this way. And Wednesday, I'm doing a 3-way phone call at the Department of Motor Vehicles while our oldest is taking the final piece of her driver's test, and I'm finishing the 3-way as she's driving now, fully licensed, and sitting in the middle seat of my truck with the 5-year-old sitting next to me telling her how to drive. The 5-year-old telling the 16-year-old how to drive. And I'm going, and I want to video this, but I'm working here, people. I can't because I'm working.
The next thing is your littlest one, Addie, should have been holding, you know, she should have been videoing it for you, because that would be the next step, right?
Yeah, exactly. And I thought, this is what life is like. We're all multitasking. We're all doing anything. And if we can kill a few cows and get rid of those excuses, because that's what I went through. And I thought, you know, I could be on that stage as wellness consultant of the year. It's not a goal or an aspiration or anything, but I could do it. I just need to, there's a few more cows I need to kill.
Well, you know what, Vance, a lot of people don't understand that. You know, that is not an award or an accolade that, you know, Nick can send you this piece of paper like King Kaizen and goes, if you do this and that and woo-hoo-hoo and, you know, this is what you get.
Uh-huh.
That is not how that happens.
Uh-uh.
It happens.
There's really no criteria for it.
That's why, you know, there was this screaming from me and this, you know, white ghost look from Pat. It's like, what? We're just being us, you know.
The white of his face was matching some of the white in his beard. I thought, oh look, he's if there was a white screen, we couldn't see Pat because he's really.
Well, you know, I never touched the award, but Pat said it is extremely heavy, and that's one of the reasons why he never spoke in the microphone because he couldn't grab it from me anyway. You know, it was like I can't let go of this. And so he made it down the stairs and put it down and told Jeff, okay, Jeff, we are not touching that. Would you please ship it to our house? So we're anxiously awaiting it to come this week. We're very excited about that. I hope it has lots of peanuts around it, you know?
You know, you just mentioned, Suzanne, something that I want to, and I put this in my announcement. You know, I'm looking at my list of things I got to remember to announce. The customer appreciation program we have is literally a foundational bedrock stepping stone to becoming part of Team Kaizen. The true axis, and I could go through the whole list of the current 20 members of Team Kaizen, and I know the heartbeat, speaking with Ron and Connie D'Amico and Herb Rapp and Reed Navon Nelson and Dennis, the people that are in this group right now, our heart cry is, hey, folks, The ball field is wide open. There's no fence around it whatsoever. We want you to come play, and we want you to be a part of this. And everybody can be a part of it, regardless of how new or old you are in Nikken, regardless of what you've got going for you or against you. It's making a decision, saying, okay, it starts with me. It starts with gathering a few customers. It starts with me making a decision to be a quality enrollment. And how many QEs do you guys have on your team, and what is the message that you would send to people and say, hey, this is serious. Anybody can be a part of it, whether you started in January or you start this month or you start in July. We don't want you to wait for then because you're going to miss out on so much. But how, it's not that it's easy, because this is...
No, it's not.
It's not.
It's not. You know, I even got a call from someone yesterday that I won't use his name, but because he was up on stage over the weekend, but he said to me yesterday, you know, Suzanne, it's great that corporate has this great idea about the QED thing, you know? He says, but they act like they think it's easy. It's not. I won't, you know, you can put two and two together. Somebody from our group who's, you know, bleeds Nikken, you know.
Yeah,
it also bleeds, you know, A&M Maroon, but
anyway. A particular person that was supposed to talk on nutrition just as a guest, you know.
Yes, that person. But, you know, he tells it like it is, and it's not easy. It's not easy because it's just like the old Nikken when we, you know, what we were talking to people about was, you know, come join, be a consultant, so you can get products at wholesale. You know, you still have to talk to people.
Yeah.
And you still have to do the numbers. It's not because, oh, it's a smaller amount, you know, amount of money that they might spend. I mean, used to it was like, woohoo, a wellness home, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, right now the focus is, I'll do my auto ship and let me find four others. Well, whether they're spending 50 cents or $5,000, you still have to talk to people. You have to share the information.
Mm-hmm.
So it takes what? Well, you were talking about time. You still have to take the time to care about people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was so excited, literally, as I'm going to the airport a week and a half ago to get on a plane. And I'm thinking, okay, who did I make contact with? How do I need to follow up with them before I leave so then I can follow up with them either while I'm in Orlando or when I get back? And a gentleman I bumped into had a really bad back surgery, and he's still in a lot of agony. And I'm on his Facebook communicating with his wife, and I said, I'll tell you what, I'm leaving town for Orlando. I'll leave the packet of information on the dashboard of my truck, so if Stacy and the girls are not home, just have Brett swing by on his way. You know, I had it all planned out. And imagine my disappointment when I wake up Monday morning after crawling into bed at 2:30 a.m. Monday morning.
Oh, I remember
see
that.
See that package of information still on the dashboard of my truck. And I thought, my goodness, I went to all that work putting that together, and that joker never stopped by and picked it up. Well, I guess he wants to suffer some more. So I, you know, popped her a message via Facebook and said, hey, what happened? She said, oh, we forgot. So sorry. And I'm going, holy smokes, I don't get it. I just don't get it. And so the thing is, it's like, well, we got to follow up because that sends the message that I care.
That's right. And I'll tell you, from working with people who are in pain, they often cannot think well enough to move from point A to point B. And as a caregiver of a person who lived in pain for a long time, the caregiver has so much on her mind that she wants to help her husband, but maybe she doesn't have the energy herself to slow down and do one more thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It's really easy when you know what you know, but they don't know what you know yet, for them to make it a priority. So I also get extremely frustrated because we know that we can help them and make a difference, but it's all about their timing.
Yeah, and it's so crucial, and it's asking the question, and, you know, I can think of several, and I didn't make near the amount of contacts that I wanted to upon returning from Orlando, and I'm not going to beat myself up because the ones I did were so, I got invited over to have dinner at a brand new consultant's house last night, and I said, you know, any other time I'd be there in a heartbeat.
Sure.
I'm getting ready to go to the airport and put a young lady on a plane, and she said, oh, no, that's way more important than you coming over. But I want to meet this couple that she invited over for dinner because they're first generation Americans. They immigrated from Russia, and she said, oh, they know a ton of people. And Vance, I can't explain it the way you did. And I'm going, oh, I want to be there, you know, because I know she's a great cook. You know, not discounting what we were having for dinner last night. But, you know, the thing is, when the timing is right for them, and this gal's a cancer survivor. And I reached out to her just to help her, give her a little bit more extra energy. And I don't know where it's going to develop, but I'm looking at it going, okay, well, I'm going to connect with her today. And we're going to follow up, and I'm going to just ask her point blank, how did it go last night with Victor?
Yeah, Vance, and you know, that's what's so wonderful is that your heart, right, like ours, it's not about, oh, okay, is this a bracelet, is this a wellness home? No. You reached out to them because you cared, right? And so if you always have, and I know I'm talking to the choir, but if you always have someone else's best interest at heart, then it comes, you know, so that both parties have the joy. And, you know, that's what I told this mother and her daughter the other night. I said, no, you gave us the joy by coming here tonight. You have no idea. You know, you have no idea.
Yeah. Well, and that's the funnest part about Niken.
Absolutely.
That goes back to where it started 40 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
That the mission and the vision is to impact people's lives. It's not about selling a product to them, because that's where I think in our society today, we automatically throw our hands up going, how much is it? I got that response from a Romanian friend of mine this week when I called him. We've been playing phone tag, been talking about getting together for literally months. And he said, Vance, you got to understand, when I immigrated to the States, I got into Amway, and, you know, this. I don't have time. I got my own business.
Yeah.
I said, Dan, give me 5 minutes on your entryway of your house. That's all I want. I want to show you what started 40 years ago and what I experienced this last weekend with 1,500 people from 25 nations. And I said, man, the Russians are taken over by storm. And I know that when you're speaking to a Romanian, if you want to get their blood boiling and raise their blood pressure, you throw the word Russian. They, for some reason, and I'm going to find out where the animosity got started and what's fueling that rage, but if you want to get a Russian fired up, you say Romanian. And if you want to get a Romanian fired up, you say Russian. And I told him, I said, you know, we've been in Russia now for 15 years, and these guys are, wow, they're putting us on the map. And he said, well, what about the Romanians? I said, well, I don't know. I looked. I don't know if I could find any. And, honestly, I didn't even know if we're in Romania, and I don't care. Because
right.
this guy lives just 3 miles from me, and I'm concerned about right here. But that was my comment to him. I said, Dan, you know, why don't you just give me 5 minutes? Yeah, give me 5 minutes. Let me show you. And if nothing else, you're a hard worker, you're abusing your body for the sake of your physical body, let me show you how I can give you a boost. And if nothing else, if that's all you're doing, he said, well, what do those things cost? I said, I don't know, like $100 or something. I think our cost is $75. I don't know. Let me show you. I said, I'm going to send you a quick video. And I just sent him the M-Stride video. That's all I sent him. And I said, take a look at this, because it's got enough of the company history. And I said, I'll call you on Monday, and then we'll set a time and we'll get together. Okay, Vance, we'll do that. And it's not Vance, it's Wance. And I don't know why the Romanians can't pronounce a V, but it's always Wance. And I don't care, you know. Just don't
That's
care.
Awesome.
But,
that's awesome.
You know, Suzanne, thank you for sharing a few minutes of your time. I mean, there's a lot
You're
of
welcome.
And jumping on here because that's the exciting thing about Saturday AM Live. I never know where it's going to go, and I never plan. I mean,
right.
All I did was line up my roommate, who deprived me of a lot of sleep. Thank you, Steve Johnson, because of his snoring and him wanting to him being so fired up. I'll never forget that. He comes into the room at about 11:30 the first night, and at 12:30. He becomes Chatty Clark and just wants to start talking. And I'm like, dude, you don't understand. We got to get the thing starts tomorrow. It starts at 8 a.m. and I want some sleep.
Too busy to sleep, right?
Yeah, and I didn't. I went 5 days in a row, averaged about 4.5 hours of sleep per night. And thank the good Lord for 10-4 and Vital Balance because, wow.
Well, we're having a celebration of fun today. We're going to the Houston Rodeo.
Oh.
And, yeah. So for people who have been here to Houston, you know that's a big fun thing to do with all kinds of craziness. So we're celebrating a great day, and that's what we're doing today.
Well, you guys go celebrate. Thank you again for sharing.
You're welcome.
And, folks, I just want to remind right here at the tail end, if you know somebody or you're thinking, man, why didn't I call them and ask them to be on that call? Because I think they would have related to that story or whatever. SaturdayAMLive.com is the website where all these calls are archived, and Steve gets them posted within a timely fashion. But also throw out here that great resource that Barb Satterwhite referenced. It's called, Improving Wellness or Wellness. Addie took my phone, and I can't look at my notes that I put in my little note-taker thing. She just walked in the room. But it's item code, I think it's 4001 or something like that. It's a brand-new CD. It's got 35 different stories on it, and they're all, most of them are less than a minute long. It's just one after the other after the other, and it's a great tool. And I know in this day and age, in the 21st century, we want something that's short and sweet that we can email somebody or send them to a website. A lot of times they'll get lost in that process. And there's nothing wrong with throwing back to a system that works and providing. I had a gal ask me the other day, a young mom. She said, well, is this something you want back? And I said, well, as opposed to you throwing it away, yeah, I'd like it back if this absolutely doesn't do anything for you. Because I'd already done the energy test on her. Well, I did two, and one didn't work at all, but the one did work. It's significant. But I said, this is just a collection of stories. You might relate to something on there. And, you know, and she said, well, I'll give it back to you next week when I see you. No phone number, no email. No, I had no way of contacting her. But I know her name's Julian. I know she's a young mom, and I won't go into the whole gist of the conversation, but getting stuff out there, talking to people. I think that's the overwhelming consensus of what the focus was today, talking to people. That's a great resource to pass on. And then also one other thing that I want to mention here at the end is take advantage of this customer appreciation or customer incentive program that we have. I'm behind the eight ball this month of March, the month that's half over, And I realized just yesterday, I'm going, oh my goodness, I haven't even signed up a new customer this month. What have I been doing? Well, you know, I could use the excuse, well, I was gone for 5 days. But no, that's no excuse at all. None whatsoever. I got to go back and find, where's my cold market or my warm market or my prospect list? And I got to get some more customer volume here. Because for 2 months in a row, I challenged myself, and in January and February, we brought on 4 new customers each month and earned $100 in free product. And I'm having fun spending that $100 each month on stuff that our family's using. And that's not why I'm doing it. It's just the benchmark I set for myself. So some of us need to set a benchmark of at least attracting 2 customers. And it's not about leading with the product. But remember, 90% of people come into NECN because they're looking for an experience. And we need to allow them to come in as easy and as fast as they possibly can with no hurdles, no hang-ups, no nothing. If they want to join as a consultant and get the products at a discount, you know, as a consultant, then they can do that. But put them in as a customer. And I did that this week with a brand new gal. And I said, here, you can type faster than I can. It's your information. Slid the laptop over across the table to her. Just type her in, and she stops. And I said, no, this is absolutely free. This is to get you better connected with NECN. I want to get you connected with NECN. Oh, okay, yeah, that makes more sense. And I sent her out the door with a water bottle, and I said, when you order yours, You bring me this one back? She said, well, no, I'll give you the new one. I said, oh, no, you don't. No, you don't. I'm changing the filter on this one. This is an old, used one. I want it back. You keep the new one. The new one is much, much better. Oh, really? What? So I talked about that. I showed her and then gave her two-day serving, which one she's taking today, working and chaperoning several thousand Key Club members up in Seattle, but I sent her out the door with 2 servings of Vital Balance. She said, oh, you don't have any idea. They're going to feed us muffins and bananas for breakfast on Saturday and Sunday morning, and I know that's not good for me. I said, no, you want to start your day with protein. So I showed her my notes from Roger Drummer. You know, and it's just kind of doing it and on the fly and saying, hey, this is what it's all about. But going back to the vision of where it all started. So really, really, and if you don't know how that customer appreciation program works, the information's on the website. It's right there. It's just introducing people, connecting them, getting them signed up, and before you know it, you'll be a quality enrollment yourself. And then the real fun, as you heard at the beginning of the call, Steve Johnson talking about having 7 in his group, and he'll probably have number 8 by the end of today. That's when it gets to be fun, because that's when we get to show people how exciting it is to actually start earning income, because it's not out there for a lot of other opportunities, if we can use that word. So have a great weekend, everybody. Thanks to all who participated in the call. Let me do something right quick.